We begin with our opening hymn, "It's Me, O Lord." Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning. Please notice all the announcements at the back of your bulletins. Those last few sheets have all the announcements. Again, you'll find announcements about our office hours and also drive-through communion, which we'll have after our worship service until 10:30 this morning. Also, welcome to all of those who are listening on the radio broadcast and also our live streaming. Audio, shoutcast link. Worship bulletins are available in numerous places. And also there's an announcement about e-giving. We're starting that program. And I think Nick is still picking up groceries if you're interested. And do not feel safe going out. Give Nick a call. You can call the church office. And I think there's also more information in there too about that grocery pickup. I do want to encourage you, if you feel sick or you feel unsafe coming to worship, you are more than welcome to stay home and listen on the radio or listen to the audio live cast, or sit in your car and listen. Come up here to the parking lot and listen in your vehicle on the radio. And also, too, masks are highly recommended, particularly when you are moving around the sanctuary, when you're in contact with other people, when you're close to other people. If you're able to spread out and move around, or spread out and keep your distance from other folks, you're welcome to take it off when you are here in worship. Let's see, we did have a couple of changes this week as far as our safety policies here. This morning we still are going to have Sunday school in the basement for the kids, but we are going to go ahead and suspend Sunday school at this time from this time on then. So there will not be any more Sunday school until we're able to open up safely once again with that. Also, too, we are changing our funeral policy once again, and we are moving back to only graveside services at this point. We are not limiting, I don't think, the numbers that are at the graveside, but with funerals, many times people come from out of town. They're coming from different places, and to just reduce the spread of this COVID-19, we are going to just simply have graveside services outside then. Okay. Are there other announcements? Anything else anybody has? Oh, I did want to mention too, we have opened up our Saturday service now as well. So we are having Saturday service in the fellowship hall, and that is at 5 p.m. All right, if there's no other announcements, I invite you to rise as you are so able as we begin with the greeting and dialogue. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
You are the treasured people of the Lord.
The people holy to the Lord our God.
Keep the words of the Lord in your heart. Teach them to your children. One does not live by bread alone. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I confess to God Almighty, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray God Almighty to have mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all your sins. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together the prayer of the day. O God, you have prepared for those who love you joys beyond understanding. Pour into our hearts such love for you that, loving you above all things, we may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing the hymn, This Little Light of Mine. You may be seated.
The first lesson is from the 28th chapter of Jeremiah, verses 5 through 9. The prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet, the word of the Lord." We'll read Psalm 89, verses 1 through 4 and 15 through 18 in unison. "You love, O Lord, forever I will sing. From age to age my mouth will proclaim your faithfulness. For I am persuaded that your love is established forever. You have set your faithfulness firmly in the heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David my servant. I will establish your line forever and preserve your throne for all generations. Happy are the people who know the festal shout. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. They rejoice daily in your name. They are jubilant in your righteousness. For you are the glory of their strength, and by your favor our mount is exalted. Truly, the Lord is our ruler. The Holy One of Israel is our King." Our second lesson this morning is from the 6th chapter of Romans, verses 12 through 23. "Do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey? Either sin, which leads to death, or obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you've been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord. I think we have a children's sermon this morning.
Good morning. I brought with me this morning something that may seem a bit strange. I brought a welcome sign. We usually see these in places of business. We see them at front doors in homes. During Easter, I had a huge carrot with the word welcome on it. Not sure why, but it seemed like a good idea. Welcome means you want to receive someone warm. You want to spend time with them. Right now, in this pandemic, we are encouraged to keep our distance. I've decided that this mask is a sign of welcome. I want to email, I want to text, I want to phone call, I want to stay connected, but I want to be safe. And so the mask reminds me that I am being safe, maybe not for myself, but for others. Jesus said, and we heard in the gospel a few moments ago, "He who welcomes me welcomes my Father. He who receives me, you receive me, I receive you." If we turn that around, we will understand that if we do not welcome others, we are not welcoming Jesus. We want to be a circle of friends, and we can do that safely. Let us pray. Dear Father, help us to remember that when we do not welcome others in the same way, we are refusing to welcome you into our lives. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes being a Christian is a little bit messy or it can be difficult at times. And for the most part, like Beverly was saying, we want to stay safe. We want to be comfortable. We want to know what is familiar. We don't like change happening. And that's why this space, this sanctuary, is such a great place that we are able to get together. Now, right now, we have to spread apart. We wear a mask. We try to stay safe. But actually, the word sanctuary means to be safe. It also means to be holy. This is a holy place. It is here where we are comfortable to come to worship. We come to give God thanks. We come to give God praise. It is here where we are fed with the body and blood of Christ, where we hear those words of forgiveness. We are given those words of assurance that no matter what happens to us, we have life in Christ. It is a good place to be. It is a safe place to be. Jesus mentioned in our gospel lesson today, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Jesus provides this space for us. He welcomes us into his care. He welcomes us into the care of God Almighty. And so that's why we enjoy being here. When Jesus was walking this earth, he welcomed many people. And that's where it gets a little sticky. That's where it gets a little uneasy for us, possibly, because he also adds here in this gospel lesson, and whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Jesus went to many people. Maybe the little people here actually means children. There was that story where Jesus was welcoming all the children to come to him, and the disciples were trying to shoo them away. But Jesus still welcomes the little people. Those children, and in that day and time, children were basically just the property of the head of the household, usually their father. They were just there, basically as furniture. Their parents did love them, but at the same time, they were insignificant until they reached that age of adulthood. And so they were the little ones. But these little ones refers not only to children, it also refers to all those who were considered insignificant in society. It meant those who were sinners, those who were the hated tax collectors. It meant those who were diseased or injured. And a lot of times, again, in that day and time, if you were diseased or injured, it was looked upon as you are being punished by God. So you must be a bad person because you did something evil to deserve such punishment, particularly like the lepers. The lepers were not only not allowed or being outcast, they were forced to be completely separate from everybody else. And if they had to come into town, if they had to get supplies, they had to ring a little bell and holler out, "Leper, leper," so that people knew that they were approaching. And sometimes people would throw rocks or sticks or different things at them to say, "Stay away from me. Stay away." But Jesus even welcomed them. He welcomed them by healing them, by touching them and actually healing them. Jesus welcomed all sorts of people. He even welcomed those who were thinking of themselves as Jesus' enemy. Those people who eventually had him arrested and had him crucified. Jesus ate in the homes of scribes and Pharisees. But Jesus always stayed true. He was always safe for people. He was always there, ready to welcome people in. Even as he was dying on the cross, he welcomed a thief. He said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." He also welcomed the soldiers who crucified him. As he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus welcomes all people. Those that he was friends with, and those who were insignificant in society, and even those who did not love him. He still welcomed them. He wanted them to be a part of his kingdom. And so as we are followers of Jesus, as we are his disciples, we too welcome the little ones. We offer them the cup of cold water, and these little ones, again, may be children, that we need to welcome the little children and make sure they understand and come to believe who Jesus Christ is, that they are raised in the Christian faith. But the little ones too, then, are the outcast of our society. Those people who have been downtrodden, or those people who are sick, who need some help, those people who are lonely, the people who are grieving. Maybe it's people who have a different skin color than we do, or their first language is something other than English. Maybe it's somebody who has made bad choices in their life. Maybe it's been people who have gone to prison or to jail. We welcome all people. Maybe it's people who have different political views than ourselves, or that look at the world in a different way, or that come from a different cultural background. Maybe they think other things than what we think. Maybe they're highly educated or poorly educated. It doesn't matter. We are all created in the image of God. And God wants each and every one of us. And so as God's followers, we welcome those folks. And that takes us back to the sanctuary. The sanctuary is a welcoming place. It is a safe place. It is a holy place. But not only this space that we are in here this morning, sitting here on this piece of property, but our sanctuary is where God is and where God makes it holy. And so this morning, your sanctuary may be sitting around the kitchen table or sitting in the living room. Maybe your sanctuary this morning is sitting in your car, listening to the radio. But it doesn't just end here, in that sanctuary. It doesn't end just in your car, or your kitchen, or wherever you are this morning. This is only the beginning. Being in the sanctuary, being in the safe place, this holy place, is like when you eat a meal. And this is dessert. This is a highlight of the week. But the real meat and potatoes, and those vegetables we don't like, are out during the week. It is out, away from this safe place. Jesus took many risks in his ministry. Like I said, he went out, he touched those who were outcast, he made the religious leaders angry, and it cost him his life. But that wasn't the end of his life because he rose to new life. As Christians, we want to be safe. We want to have that safe place. We want to be comfortable. We want to know what is familiar. We can feel that holiness of God. But we are also called to go out and take risk. And it is actually when we go out and we take those risks, when we kind of go past our comfort zones, is when we become the sanctuary. It's that Holy Spirit who sanctifies us. That Holy Spirit keeps us holy in God and helps give us the word and helps propel us to do the ministry, to be the welcoming people. And so we actually become a sanctuary for others. We become that word of holiness, that word of good news. We become safe for other people. We become the message. May God bless us in our ministry. May God keep each and every one of us safe. And may we also be sanctified by that Holy Spirit so that we too can be a sanctuary. Amen. Our hymn for the day is Just a Closer Walk. In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. We believe in him and are marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Called into unity with one another and the whole creation, let us pray for our shared world. Lord of companionship, encourage our relationships with our siblings in Christ. Bless our conversations, shape our shared future, and give us hearts eager to join in a festal shout of praise. Lord, in your mercy. God of mercy, your grace is poured out for all. Inspire authorities, judges, and politicians to act with compassion. Teach us to overcome fear with hope, meet hate with love, and welcome one another as we would welcome you. Lord, in your mercy. God of care, accompany all who are in deepest need. Renew the spirits of all who call upon you. Comfort those who are sick, lonely, grieving, or abandoned. We pray especially for Bernice Geffert. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we pray for all those who are affected by the coronavirus, those who are sick and suffering, families who have lost loved ones, those who have lost their livelihood, medical workers, and those who live in fear and distress. Shine your light on them and on us, that all may see and feel the warmth of your presence, comfort, and love. Lord, in your mercy. God of community, we give thanks for this congregation. Give us passion to welcome your mission and the vision to recognize where you are leading us. Teach us how to live more faithfully with each other. Lord, in your mercy. God of love, you gather in your embrace all who have died in you. Keep us steadfast in our faith and renew our trust in your promise. Lord, in your mercy. Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering. Thank you. Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be for many a sign of that love, and that we may continue to share in the divine life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Come, for all is ready. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work that you have given us to do, to share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn is Glory, Glory, Alleluia. As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.